Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Easter Monday will no longer be official campus holidays at the University at Albany. The school is now on the same holiday schedule as state government. Students and instructors who take those days off, however, will not be penalized. Provost James Steller acknowledged this represents a big change for members of the campus community and, he said, the decision was not made lightly. Steller stressed students, faculty members, and staff still have the right to be excused from class and work, and I quote, to observe religious beliefs without penalty and with accommodations to make up missed assignments or exams, end quote. There is opposition to the decision. The calendar change sparked an online petition. Faculty members affiliated with religious studies are looking to appeal the decision. University officials argued that the growth of January and summer classes make it increasingly difficult to hold enough classes and schedule exams within the 15 weeks that state law requires per semester. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxc.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a cloudy and rainy afternoon with temperature high near 40 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers before noon, briefly mixing with rain and then turning into snow again by late afternoon. The snow could be heavy at times. It will be partly sunny on Wednesday, a temperature high near 37 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers, partly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. Wind chill values Wednesday night could be as low as minus 4 degrees. And on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 20 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 5 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:52 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:28 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 57 seconds less than yesterday. So there you have your WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For local news reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxc.org.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio.
soldier's soul to the stock exchange of the bottomless hole. Your brain's rotted in its case of bone. You got yourself this cellular phone. One more. Could you want from life? One more. Could you truly need one more? Could you want from life? One more. Well, well, indeed. Well, you can stop whenever you please. Take two steps back and clarify your view. Get shot of everything that don't look right. And remember what your children once looked to you. Lost your soul to the stock exchange of a bottomless hole. Your brain's rotted in its case of bone. But hell, you got yourself inside your phone. Oh, one more. Could you want from life? One more. Could you really need one more? Could you want from life? One more. Oh, yes, indeed.
Court session, the government was able to reunite only four of those children with their families. Government lawyers told the judge in San Diego that they hoped to reunite more later today. Because the government now has to account for every one of these children in court, the Department of Health and Human Services was forced to reveal today that they have no idea what to do with one of the children who might actually be a citizen of the United States. In documents filed in court and in a press release, the Department of Health and Human Services said one child cannot be reunified at this time because the parent's location has been unknown for more than a year. Records show the parent and child might be
leave them to fend for themselves.
Judge ordered up the government to speed up the process of reunification, while another federal judge in Los Angeles overseeing the Flores case, which has established the rules for holding children across the border in federal custody, denied the Trump government's request to change the Flores rules to allow children to be held in custody for more than 20 days. The judge in the Flores case said that the Trump administration's legal argument for changing the rules was, quote, torture. Faced with these court orders, the New York Times reports tonight that the Trump administration will release hundreds of migrant families wearing ankle bracelet monitors into the United States, effectively returning to the catch and release policy that President Trump promised to eliminate.
Demanding that we keep the meat from rotting head to rotting feet of bodies.
But they haven't told me anything.
Porque sí que
he worries me.
Que ella tiene tan solo 2 años.
Because the youngest one is little too.
Él es uno de los niños que debe ser entregado porque
he is one of the kids that should be reunified.
No, siento preocupada. La ley no sabe nada. No me dicho.
But I'm very concerned because I don't know anything.
The sheer level of incompetence of this administration in dealing with this issue. There's just such callous indifference. They are not treating these people as carefully as airlines treat dogs whom you ship overseas.
Le pregunto por mi esposa que si yo estaba vivo. Según mi niño que yo estaba muerto. Cuando le hablé el lunes, mi niño estaba llorando. Papá, ya no me quieres, papá. ¿Por qué no me has llamado, mi niño?
woman who is, you think it is, it's a sociopath.
Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen.
much that in a line, but a breeze pulls on my spine. I cry.
Why do you cry?
I remember. I smile.
Why do you smile?
I remember. All of those moves.
Shout it out. try to point my finger, but the wind is blowing me around in circles. Circles, lucky stars in your eyes. I am walking the cow.
Sometimes I will.